Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I was just talking about another Patricia Heaton show, The Middle, with Craig Riley back there. But I think she'll always be known for this one. Everybody Loves Raymond. Did you know that her dad was a famous Cleveland sports writer, Limits?
I did not know that.
There's a plaque for, I forget what his name was, right up in the Cleveland Browns press box.
Oh.
Did you know that, Ray?
Right next to Drew Carey?
Not far, yeah.
I did. We'll be going there in a couple of weeks, Joe, and I'll get to take a look again. I'll report back what his name is. It's escaping me at the moment as well.
I think it's Chuck, actually, now that I think of it. Chuck Heaton.
Chuck Heaton. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Why does Bob's mannequin to your left look more realistic than you and I do in real life, Ray? This is, look at that thing.
I know. What a strapping figure that is.
Strapping yet armless. For some reason, they didn't include arms on the whatever that is, a cardboard stick figure of Bob, and we miss him dearly. It's Pomp and Joe, and it's time for Ray Fittipaldo of the Post Gazette. Ray is brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western Pennsylvania injury attorneys, who take your personal injury cases personally. All right, Ray. Man, this has been an interesting week. What's one fix you'd like to see the defense make? Is there let me rephrase that question. Was the issue against Cincinnati and their issues at large more about personnel or coaching?
When you said the word fix, Joe, I thought you were going to throw a question out there about the betting scandal. But, in terms of fixing the Steelers' defense, I do think it's a personnel issue in the secondary. I don't know if the pieces fit quite how they thought they were going to fit. And what I mean by that is I'm not sure that Jalen Ramsey is a shutdown corner anymore. And I think Mike Tomlin had visions of that when they acquired him back in June. So that's one thing they're probably going to have to adjust. I still think he's very good in the slot. I think he's a good safety. But they're going to have to figure some things out when they play Jamar Chase and other players of his skill set. And, the her big thing, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about that. They're going to have to find ways to get their best players on the field. Maybe it's at the expense of Alex Highsmith. But, yeah, there's certain things they can do for personnel-wise. I'm not sure how much of it is on the coaching. Listen, players have to go out there and play. The only thing the coaches can do is put them in the best positions where they can succeed.
Are they missing the presence, not necessarily Minkah himself, but the presence of a quarterback of the defense, a traditional free safety type, Ray?
I think Deshaun Elliott's in that role. Even though he's the strong safety, he's the quarterback of that defense. They really like Deshaun. I don't know what happened that last game. They were run blitzing Deshaun a lot early in that game. Whatever they were doing in that game was not working. But Yeah, just in terms of having a voice back there, Deshaun is that guy. Patrick Queen is that guy in the middle. So in terms of communication, they're still having issues. I thought we would be past it by now, but those are still out there. So when it comes to who has the green dot, it's Patrick, but also Deshaun is deeply involved in that as well in the back end.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Ray, let's go to Herbig. 29 snaps after Terrell Austin said he would play more. Was that a mistake?
Yeah.
And what do you think? And I realize they have packages with Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig, but I'm curious about what you think the snaps breakdown will be between Herbig and Highsmith, who had a rotten game.
Yeah, listen, I think they could probably get away with doing that 50-50 in this game against the Packers. I think, you know, Jordan Love is going to drop back and pass. That's part of their game. If the Steelers are stopping Josh Jacobs especially, they're going to have to go to that more. So, yeah, it was probably a mistake. But, you know, I believe Terrell Austin when he said yesterday, you know, we're not on the sidelines counting the snap counts. It's just a feel thing. They felt Alex was better against the run. That's why he was out there. But I think if you – listen to what Mike said on Tuesday, I think they kind of realize now it was a mistake, and I think they're going to take the steps to rectify that against the Packers.
Ray, what do you think the Steelers could have learned from the game against Myles Garrett that they could use to try to limit the success that Micah Parsons has in this matchup?
Yeah, do the same thing, because Myles Garrett was quiet in that game, and Parsons is going to have to be quiet in this game if the Steelers hope to win. I mean, he's every bit as disruptive as Myles Garrett can be. Just a really good player, moves around that defense too. So you got to be aware what side he's on. He could be in the middle. He could be rushing over a center or a guard too. So you really have to account for him. So that's going to be big this week. I would say one of the top three defensive players in the NFL, definitely one of the top three pass rushers along with Watt and Garrett. So, yeah, they're going to have to do a good job on him Sunday night.
How close is Aaron Rodgers to getting into the MVP category here, Ray? At least having some odds attached to his name. He's on pace for 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, Joe, I'm writing about that for Sunday. Not that specifically about the MVP, but just the piece on Rodgers leading up to facing his old team there. And you mentioned it. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger set the franchise record back in 2018 with 34. I mean, he would shatter it. And I was also looking up some other great seasons by QBs over 40. Drew Brees led the Saints to a division title in a divisional round of the playoffs when he was 42 years old. Brady won a Super Bowl when he was 43, set career highs in passing yards and touchdowns in that season too. So it can be done. And I don't know about you, Joe, but if you watch that game against the Bengals, you know, the arm strength was there the first five games of the season.
Yeah.
What you saw in that game was the mobility, moving around, that comfort level of being the old Aaron Rodgers. That was the first time I sat back and said, that looks like Aaron Rodgers from Green Bay. And I talked to Seneca Valley coach Donnie Barclay this week. And, you know, Donnie was the right tackle for Aaron for 6 years in Green Bay. And he was saying, yeah, that looked like the guy in that game against the Bengals. That looked like the guy that I played with for 6 years. So other people are seeing it too. So I don't know if he's going to have a real shot at MVP, Joe, but the larger story is he's having a tremendous year, a better year than anyone expected for the Steelers.
Ray, when I evaluate and just look at the defensive line, especially with, what is it now, four games they've given up 100 yards out of the six? I thought that when Derek Harmon came back that would really clean some things up, but that was neutralized again by an awful team from Cincinnati that has just done a really bad job of running the football. What do you think can change on the defensive line?
I think they have to be more consistent. And if you listen to Cam Hayward's interview after that game, in the locker room, he was pretty heated. He was pretty fired up about it. And you have to read between the lines a little bit, but he put a lot of it on the young guy. So I don't know if he was specifically talking about Keanu Benton, Y.A. Black, and Harmon, but he just grouped all the young guys in and said they have to be better. There's no excuses for being young. He acknowledges there are a young defensive line, but there are no excuses not to be in their gaps. And he went on to, like, he rattled off, like, Aaron Smith and, you know, Ziggy Hood. He was bringing out names of the past of guys who just did their job and didn't try to do too much. And I think that's what these Steelers have to get back to. They just got to do their job. If you're responsible for one gap, take care of it. Let everybody else do their job as well. And I think they'll take some steps in improving their run defense.
It's a Football Friday here, and that means normally that Greensburg's own Donnie Football is here. He's at a wedding, Ray, and he also turns 30. Isn't that sad, or is that happy for you to see little Donnie turn 30? You proud of him?
That's happy. 30's not a bad age, right? That's a happy occasion.
How old are you?
I am 52.
Holy ostrich milk. I've known you since you were in your 20s, right? Did you start out covering Pitt football in high schools first, right?
High schools first. I think August of 97 was my start date. Yeah, high schools first. Duquesne basketball. Penn State football. I was telling somebody the other day, Joe, Danny Nee in those old offices at Palumbo. Danny Nee had a fridge.
Danny Nee was great.
He had a fridge with beer in it. Anytime I would go down there to talk to him, he'd open up the fridge and ask me if I wanted a beer. So, those old days are good. But, it's been a while for me.
I enjoyed covering Duquesne basketball. I go back to the days of John Carroll. His wife, Beverly, taught a feature writing class at Duquesne that was a great class because it was all about how to get your own work published in, like, magazines back when magazines existed and newspapers back when newspapers existed around the country. It was great, and it was fun to cover Duquesne hoops. Remember covering high school football games, Ray, when you'd have to sit in the crowd or in a press box, but sometimes for me in a crowd, keeping my own stats in rain and sleet and snow. Remember that?
Yeah, I was talking to Jerry about this on the ride out to Cincinnati. Remember the days where you used to have to use couplers to transmit your copy back
yes.
to the desk?
Yeah.
Sometimes you even had to use a payphone and put couplers on the payphone, and that didn't always work.
Tell Limits what couplers are. Couplers. He looks confused.
Well, before the internet, there was actually some kind of
Pull up a chair, Limits. It's story time with Grandpa Ray.
The dinosaurs are here around the fire.
Go ahead.
I know. Joe, you realize me and you are the only ones who understand this. But
pretty much,
yeah. We had to carry this contraption around in our bag with our computer that you would just set the telephone on it. You would hook it up to your computer, and then your story would magically appear at the Post-Gazette offices after you click the button.
Oh, wow.
So,
incredible. Yeah. And sometimes, and I think a lot of people relate to this of a certain age, you know, you used a standard phone, an old school phone that you plugged into a wall. Yeah. And the greatest sound on earth was that crunching sort of electrical sound that made it known that you were connected. And man, it was always suspenseful. And one time I was covering a game, John Miller's Blackhawk basketball team won a playoff game. And I couldn't send. I don't even know if I was at Blackhawk. I was somewhere in Beaver County. Maybe it was a playoff game at a different site. There was nowhere to go. So I wound up knocking on somebody's house. I'm like, I have to use your phone. 30 years later, I might not have made it out of there alive. But back then, the guy opened his door, said, you know, what? And then he said, okay, here you go. I hooked up and sent the story. I was on deadline.
Every journalist who has ever come up covering high schools has done that. I did that in McKeesport, Joe. Knocked on somebody's door in McKeesport because the McKeesport Athletic Office.
Joe Bendel? Was it Joe Bendel's house?
It might have been Joe Bendel's house, but they were nice enough to let me in. And, you know, such a shame now. You get out of college now and your first job is what, covering the Pirates or something.
Exactly.
It's crazy how things have changed.
That's two old men talking, Limits. Why don't you go ahead and ask a question?
I covered Pitt basketball when I was still in college.
Did you?
When they went on to play in that first four game in Dayton and then in Greensboro, it was awesome. That was my spring break week.
Who did they play? Who was their star player?
Who was Pitt star player? Yeah. Blake Hinson.
Roy, who?
Blake Hinson. The Diaz-Graham twins and Nellie Cummings was on that team.
That's a good year to cover.
It was great. It was
Were you at the Duke game where you jumped on the table?
I was not at that one, no. George Michalowski was there for us at Pittsburgh Sports Now for that one.
That was a great moment. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 1128. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Ray, how about a prediction and a star of the game?
Yeah, I'm going to go Steelers 24-23, Joe. Anytime that the Steelers have a bad game, Mike finds a way for them to bounce back. And this is a really good and talented Green Bay team, so it's not going to be easy. And in terms of a star, I'm going to stick with him. He had a good game last week and a loss. I'm going with Jaylen Warren again. I think he's really starting to heat up, and I think they're going to continue to feed him the football.
Thank you, Ray. You're a wonderful man.
All right, guys.
Say goodbye to Limits.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye, Limits.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to
you. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Nick Kostos takes a look at NFL bets to make this weekend and breaking down games. He's always great. Cloudy today and a high of Nick Herbig, 51, a low of 39. Tony Mantha, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Donnie just texted me from Naples. I suggested a coffee shop down there, Doreen's Cup of Joe. Him and Sarah couldn't make it because it's a 45-minute drive.
Oh.
To which I think, Donnie, everything's a 45-minute drive. You still got to go.
You think Donnie rented a car down there, or do you think he has some friends that are hauling him around?
I don't know, but I'm disappointed. I then texted back, I hope you're still having a good time. He said, oh, we are, and then texted a photo of basically a deserted, beautiful beach limits.
Wow.
I wish I was there.
That's Ron's life every day. Think about that.
Every single day. Yes. Beer.
Think about that.
Books. Well, beer and books and the beach, the three B's.
Would you want to retire and live on the beach one day?
Yes. Who wouldn't? Would you rather retire and live on the beach or up in the mountains?
On the beach.
I'd rather live up in the mountains than visit the beach.
You'd rather be cold in the mountains?
Yeah, you're not cold if you're inside limits.
Yeah, I'd rather be able to go outside and be warm.
What if you're in the mountains of Phoenix or California or
somewhere where
there's also warm weather?
Typically, when you think of the mountains, I think of cold. You know, like the Rocky Mountains or the...
Oh, man, I'd love that.
Does it get cold in the Smoky Mountains?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I haven't either.
We should go on a field trip with Bob and go camping. Glamping.
Glamping with Bob. I don't think Bob will go regular camping, will he?
Bob can rent us a $1 million condo in the middle of the forest. That's what they're doing these days.
He can afford it.
Pop-up condos. All right. How about Malzi with the Blue Chews? Can you believe that, Limits?
Yes.
He's doing a bang-up job there, you might say.
He's giving people something to talk about in their group chats.
He is. Sure is. Isn't he?
Yes.
The Malzi Blue Chews go down in history here. He's become our new Phil Bork.
What did you think of Bob saying that he was popping the Blue Chews like candies? He thought they were candies.
Well, I think he was kidding.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Limits.
Good for Malzi. Just like they say on the PM team.
Yeah, apparently good for Malzi.
There are endorsements coming out of his pores. Everywhere
yeah,
there are
him?
Endorsements for Malzi.
Yeah. Malzi plays the game right, doesn't he?
Yes. Your friend Limits is the only one without an endorsement on the station.
I can't believe you're not endorsing wiffle ball yet. It's equipment or fields or something.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I should have some equipment I can endorse.
That. Or perhaps musical venues like the one for Austin City Limits. I don't know.
Right.
Just trying to think outside the box here.
If you would like to work with Austin City Limits, please hit up our text line at
412-928-9370. There you go.
And I will get back to you.
Let's get to the numbers game. Usually this is Donnie and I. Let's see if Limits can live up to Donnie's considerable reputation here. These are big shoes to fill.
Very big expectations, yes.
So I'm going to start us out. I got a number, Limits, and it's a big one.
What is your number, Joe?
Thank you for asking. 11.3. That is fourth quarter points per game for the Packers, and that, my friend, is best in the NFL. They outscore everybody in the fourth quarter, and the bad news there is that Steelers are 28th in the league in fourth quarter points allowed. So look out. However, it's only fair to mention it goes the other way, too. The Steelers score a lot in the fourth, and Green Bay gives up a lot. That's another reason why I think, even though this game could have sleepy parts to it, there's going to be some fireworks late.
I have a number, Joe. 49.3.
Yes.
The Green Bay Packers convert on 49.3% of their third down attempts. That is number one in the NFL.
Holy ostrich milk. I have a number for you. 13. Actually, I have two limits.
Yes.
13 and 8-14. These are two of the legacy franchises in the league. For my money, maybe the two greatest franchises in NFL history. The Packers have won 13 championships going back to pre-Super Bowl. That's more than anybody. The Packers have won 814 games. That's more than anybody. I'm going to add some just to give this context, if you don't mind.
Please.
6 and 11. The Steelers are tied for the most Super Bowl wins with 6 and tied for the most conference titles with 11. What a matchup.
That's a great number right
how
there,
Joe. Thank you.
Deserves a round of applause.
How many times do we see legendary Packers and Steelers figures shown during this broadcast, whether it's Joe Green carrying Chuck Knoll off the field after they beat the Vikings, or it's Bart Starr with the sneak in the Ice Bowl, or it's the Super Bowl they played against each other.
Yeah.
And if it's the Super Bowl they played against each other, Limits, are they going to show an Aaron Rodgers pass or Rashard Mendenhall's fumble?
I think it's guaranteed that they show both.
So do I.
It is guaranteed that Super Bowl 45 is shown, and I think Bart Starr winning the Super Bowl and walking off with Lombardi will definitely be shown. Will we see a seal here, and we're going to run it in the alley.
Oh, I love that. Your turn.
17.
Yeah.
The Steelers are 17-8 under Mike Tomlin on Sunday Night Football.
That I did not know, and that's quite a thing. Great number. Six. It's how many titles Curly Lambeau won. We're talking about legendary franchises here. I just did a piece in the Post-Gazette on a combined all-time Steelers-Packers team. I called it the Stackers, and it was a stacked lineup, let me tell you. I was surprised, though, when I went to pick a coach. I'm like, man, this is going to be tough. Lombardi, as a trophy named after him, I think. Pretty well known.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But then there's Chuck Knoll, 4-0 in Super Bowls. Which guy am I going to pick? Well, then I took a look further back in history, and there's old Curly Lambeau. He has a field named after him, Limits.
Yes.
And he had six titles, six of them. He wins the tiebreaker. Yes, it took him 33 years to win those six titles, but he still won. And I would argue that he was the busiest man in NFL history, and he was also Green Bay, the Packers' answer to Mario Lemieux. He founded the team. He played for the team. He was a star for the team. He ran, he passed, he kicked field goals, he coached a local high school team at the same time, and then he became their coach and GM. And somewhere in their limits, he found time to get married three times.
Congratulations on all his success.
How did they have energy drinks back then? This guy, what was he doing?
I tell you what, coffee. Black, put it on the table, put the sugar in.
When was coffee invented, Limits?
I don't know.
Somebody must have been
really... long time ago.
Can you imagine what that invention looked like when the first person drank it? And they're like, wow, all of a sudden I can get everything done.
Speaking of a long, long time ago, why did Don McLean think it was necessary to make American Pie like a 9-minute song?
Because back then...
It's a great song, but it was so long of a song.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Back then, you could do that
in that amount of time.
Right. Well, because you're a modern day person. That's why you're a function of modern society. Back then, people could sit there and listen to a 9-minute song, and probably some thought it wish it would have been longer.
We went to Geneva one year, and there was a guy that was, you know, you go and sit outside, and a guy's playing music with his guitar and stuff like that. And I said to my buddies, "Do you think he knows every word to American Pie?" So I asked him, "Can you play American Pie?"
And he definitely said yes.
Yeah. And he did, and he played it. And I was like, "You know what, buddy? That's very impressive." And I gave him a tip.
All 9 minutes of it?
He played the entire song.
Wow. You got great. A number for me?
4.
Yes.
That's the number of MVPs Aaron Rodgers won with the Green Bay Packers, second most to Peyton Manning for the most all time. Aaron said that this is not a revenge game. But, Joe, they traded him to the Jets. Sure, it might have been mutual, but they still drafted his successor when he was there.
Yes, they did.
And he ended up having 2 MVP seasons at the back end of it to prove them wrong.
Oh, come on.
This means something.
It's not only a revenge game, it's a resentment game. I have a spirit animal in Aaron Rodgers. Both of us keep resentments practically, alphabetized in our minds. This guy, he's a resentment carrier. I think he's proven that over the years, and there's no shame in that. Look at the Jets game. He went in there saying the same things, and then afterward, he's like, every single member of the Jets organization, I'm glad I beat.
Great.
Speaking of MVP awards,
yes.
I got a number for you, 10.
Please.
I went to choose my Stackers quarterback, and I had to choose among Aaron Rodgers, Terry Bradshaw, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Ben Roethlisberger. Wow. And between them, they have 10 league MVPs. Who's the only one out of those 5 who never won an MVP? Limits. Wrong.
Ben Roethlisberger.
You were right. 10 league MVPs and 13 championships for those quarterbacks. Holy bird oil. Go ahead.
5.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers would become the 5th quarterback in NFL history to defeat all 32 NFL teams.
Good number.
On Sunday.
Good number. 30. Donnie's birthday, which is why he isn't here.
Huh? Happy birthday, Donnie.
Also 1. Donnie's only marriage compared to Curly Lambeau, who had 3 of them.
Wrong. Donnie has not been married yet. He is engaged, and we will be at his wedding.
True. Very
next
true.
Year. 0.
Yes.
The Steelers are +5 in turnover differential, and a big reason why, they have not lost a fumble this season.
Wow. That's a great number, but not as good as this one. If only I could find it. Where is it? Here it is.
What is it?
This is the number of the week, and I apologize to you and, well, to you, because I'm about to beat you with the best number. 56. No, not Lamar Woodley.
No, not Alex Highsmith.
And I hope you're all sitting down out there. Consecutive games with 7 or fewer points in the first quarter for the Steelers. Think about that. 56 straight games with 7 or fewer points in the first quarter. That is tied for the longest streak in NFL history. If they don't get more than 7 points in the first quarter, they are going to set a dubious all-time NFL record. Limits, top that one.
Yeah, that one that was pretty good, but I'll try. 1933. The Steelers will wear their throwback uniforms from their debut season in 1933.
I was there for the opener that year.
Now, the problem is, what are they going to look like? Because, they looked like a crayon on the practice field yesterday.
And the Packers have clashing helmets.
They're wearing their all-white uniforms
and
white helmets.
Oh, then they're not clashing. Did I read that? I thought they had yellow uniforms.
Well, typically,
yellow helmets.
Typically they do, but they're wearing their own version of their alternate as well.
This
their whiteout uniform.
I think that'll be pretty cool. I have 2 numbers for you, Limits. 42.2 and 63.2. That's the difference in penalty yards per game against the Steelers and the Packers. The Steelers on the low end, the Packers get 20 more yards in penalties per game. What do you make of that?
That's a pretty decent number there, Joe. I like it a lot. My number is 15.9. The Steelers are using 13 personnel 15.9% of the time with 3 tight ends on the field. That is the highest in the NFL.
And I imagine you're liberally using Matt Williamson's cheat sheet from Steelers.com, are you?
I did half and half. Thank you to Matt. It was incredible.
He's amazing. Although this week I didn't use any of his numbers. I did my own research.
Very nice.
Just like Aaron Rodgers. 6.2. Steelers averaging 6.2 first quarter points per game. That's 8th in the NFL. That's good. It's better than what it's been. But guess what, Limits? There's a number that corresponds to that.
What?
0.5. That's the number the Packers are allowing in the first quarter. First in the NFL.
Wow. I'll give you this number for that,
please,
then, Joe. We'll flip it back to the offensive side of the ball. 8. That's the number of rushing touchdowns Josh Jacobs has for the Packers this season. That's the second most in the NFL.
Holy corn milk.
Stopping the run is going to be important.
I've got a number for you. 14. That is, and again, going back to my all-time Steelers-Packers roster, my cornerbacks. This might have been the strongest position on the team. Well, other than quarterback and guard, where I had Alan Faneca and Jerry Kramer, for God's sakes. Oh, an inside linebacker, where I had Ray Nitschke and Jack Lambert. Oh, and defensive line, where I had Reggie White and Joe Green anchoring my line.
Ooh.
But the cornerbacks were pretty strong. All you need to know is that Herb Adderley was a backup, and he had 9 touchdown returns and is in the Hall of Fame, and Jack Butler had 52 career interceptions for the Steelers. He didn't make this group. Mel Blunt, for obvious reasons. And then the other cornerback is anybody named Woodson, namely Charles and Rod. And that's where that number comes from. 14. They combined, Rod and Charles, played 17 years for the Steelers and Packers, respectively, and combined for 14 pick sixes.
Wow.
Not to mention 29 forced fumbles, a bunch of first-team All-Pros, and 2 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
That's an incredible number there, Joe.
Thank you.
I commend you for that number. My number is 36. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns last week for the 36th time in his NFL career. Only Tom Brady and Drew Brees have more. His next 4 touchdown game will tie Brees for 2nd on the all-time list.
Holy Pelican Nuggets. I didn't know that. Now we got to go to our 2-minute drive.
Let's do it.
6.3. That's the number of catches for Steelers wide receivers per game. There are, as Adam Schefter tweeted, there are 4 wide receivers in the league who catch more passes per game by themselves than the entire Steelers receiver corps.
76.5. The Packers allow 76.5 rushing yards per game. That is 2nd in the entire NFL.
Steelers beat the Packers 2 years ago. The number is 2 picks. Who had them? If you can name both Steeler interceptions, you and Donnie are going with me for a free steak dinner.
Oh, boy. 2 years ago?
Yep. They beat Jordan Love and the Packers 24-19.
Was Patrick Peterson one of them?
No, he wasn't, but good guess.
It wasn't Minka as another.
DeMonte KZ and the great Keanu Neal at an interception.
Keanu Neal!
Isn't that great?
What a pull. 64.3.
Yeah.
Teams that start the season 4-2 make the playoffs 64% of the time. Teams that start 5-2 go to the playoffs at a 76% clip. That's
399. The number of yards Jordan Love and the Packers put on the Steelers defense just 2 years ago. Thank God for Keanu Neal. One more limits for you.
11.
Yes.
11 different Steelers have recorded a sack this season.
I did not know that. 101. Jalen Warren's rushing yards in that game 2 years ago against the Packers defense, part of a 205-yard rushing output for the Steelers, and that also marked the very first time in little Jalen Warren's career that he was introduced as a starter with Najee Harris. May I finish with this one, Limits?
Please.
Thank you. 41. That's how many Hall of Famers for the Chicago Bears, and that's the only team that has more than the Packers, 36, and the Steelers, who are tied with a few others, at 32. Thank you, Limits. What a numbers game it was.
I thought you were
fantastic.
I think you won it, though. You had some ones that brought the house down.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.